Now let us do the 15th nakshatra of Swati, which is in the heart of Libra. The individualistic Swati means the self. It's a Vayu ruled nakshatra, therefore there's lots of movement in it, lots of energy movement, lots of communication, lots of interaction with other people. They're brilliant people intellectually. What is the general energy of people here? These are people who are in customer service, entrepreneurship, know how to get things done without illegality. Planet here creates rebels. Swati is individualistic, who believe that the law is fluid depending upon the situation. So you kind of selectively apply the law. Remember, this is a Rahu ruled nakshatra, the second one after Ardra. Ardra was rebellious to the max. Swati also creates, any Rahu ruled nakshatra creates rebels, the last one being Shatupisha, which we will address later. Helps connect with different people easily at work with their thoughts, energy and passion, and with ease and swiftness. There's the key right there. Thoughts, energy and passion from Libra, ease and swiftness from Rahu and being Vayu. Ascendant here has to take care of everyone and help everyone, create an environment where all team members work together for the common goal, for success. So this is good energy of Libra in terms of diplomacy, in terms of working with people, big teams. Rahu's everything big. So Rahu ruled nakshatra. Now let's see the nakshatra padas. The first one is Libra going into Sagittarius Navamsha. So right there, there's a lot of knowledge and ego in Sagittarius Navamsha. They know what to do in all situations. They have excessive passion, will get involved in multiple relationships because it is going into Libra Navamsha. It's almost like you're using knowledge and your status to get into relationships. See, Navamsha going into natal. Maybe with educated wise person, these people will be drawn into affairs with, having affairs with opposite sex, but who are educated and wise, not ignoramuses. Interested in commissions from business or illegal favors. Sagittarius is third from Libra. This is 11-3 dynamic playing out here in the first pada of Swati. The second pada of Swati has Libra natal going into Capricorn. So there's a 4-10 relationship there. Four houses from Libra is Capricorn. 10th house from Capricorn is Libra. So there's a karma and masses playing here. But that too, repeated habits and desires, repeated mistakes for long periods. Why repeated? Because Capricorn is there here. Capricorn is extended time. Deeply involved in profession, Capricorn. Any planet going to Capricorn, Navamsha will have a long-term attitude towards it. Success through efforts, not quick success. So they are deeply involved in profession in an emotional manner. Fourth from Libra, therefore. Okay. Why are they emotionally involved in profession? Capricorn is fourth to Libra. Libra feels at home in Capricorn. That's why. Learn the dynamics of the numerology, which I have explained in other podcasts in the Navamsha playlist. Neglect of responsibilities of family, home, community. Fourth from Libra. You're neglecting the spouse aspect and not bear the responsibility. Capricorn dries things up. There's the clue there. Let's see the fourth pada now. Fourth pada is Libra going into Aquarius. So there's a 9-5 relationship there, from the 7th house to the 11th house, so to speak. Chasing easy goals, luxury and comfort. Libra is lazy. Aries is the one which is active, opposite to it. Everywhere you will find this rhythm in zodiac signs. The opposite signs have opposite qualities. Gemini is non-stop blabbering. Sagittarius is muted and very quiet. You see, you can find these kind of trends everywhere. Apply that to the principle when moving from natal to Navamsha, even in nakshatra pada. There's a clue for you. Chasing easy goals and comfort. Why this is Libra to Aquarius? Not working hard when necessary, rather working for it. Okay, donate some portion of your stored wealth. Aquarius stores a lot of wealth. Libra to Aquarius, both are wealthy signs, but Aquarius wants to make quick buck. Help other people who do not have enough resources in their life. This is the dharma of this pada. Cancer 6th to Aquarius indicates service to the masses and security to the people who are facing troubles in life due to sickness, enemies and debts. That's the basics of Swati Nakshatra. Last is the 4th pada, Libra going into Pisces. What about these people? Rely on faith, belief and devotion, Pisces, to solve real life problems rather than working for it. They go all on faith. I leave it to God. I leave it to faith to take care of me. You can't do that with everything. Belief and faith is a reliance for them for solving all their life problems in a sort of miraculous way. Due to this attitude, they lack resources and money, due to which family will suffer. They may get into debts and unpayable loans. Pisces is 6th from Libra. This is a 6-8 relationship between wealth and loss thereof. Okay, you got to take care of this. Don't rely too much on just faith all the time. You have got to do something yourself. That's what you come here for. Alright? That's the 4 padas general introduction. Now let's get into the details of it. If you find something in Swati, planet or point, from natal to Navamsha in these padas and how it's playing out, leave a comment. We can address it. Or if you want a reading, get in touch with me. Now let's dive deeper into the planetary positions. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The 4 Padas of Swati Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Independence, Distraction and Energetic Alignment. Introduction, Swati, the Wandering Wind and the Soul's Quest for Balance. Swati Nakshatra spans from 640 to 20 degrees zeros in Libra and is ruled by Rahu, the north node of the moon. Its symbol is a young sprout swaying in the wind, flexible yet susceptible to external currents. Associated with Vau, the god of air, Swati represents movement, independence, and the inner search for freedom. While Libra provides outer charm and diplomacy, Swati's Rahu essence introduces restlessness, scattered desires, and karmic misalignment. Natives born under Swati often appear composed but wrestle with internal instability, chasing knowledge, wealth, or pleasure, sometimes without purpose or grounding. Each pada of Swati transitions through a different Navamsha, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, shifting the inner impulse from philosophical arrogance to faith-based avoidance. These shifts illustrate how the wind of Swati either brings cleansing freedom or chaotic imbalance. Let's explore how each pada shapes the karmic fabric of this nakshatra. Swati Pada 1, Libra 6 degree 40, 10, Navamsha sign, Sagittarius, Dharmapada elemental shift, air to fire. Motivation, Dharma, to act from knowledge and purpose, but prone to ego. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly charming, strategic, and partnership oriented, Libra Rashi, inwardly confident, opinionated, and sometimes arrogant, Sagittarius Navamsha. This pada brings intelligence and drive, but also overconfidence and misplaced passion. Natives may assume they know what's best in every situation, getting entangled in multiple relationships or risky ventures under the guise of freedom. Commission-based deals or unethical financial gains are possible if moral clarity is lost. Karmic theme, knowledge without humility, ego-driven decisions. Growth path, channel wisdom into clean action. Cultivate ethics over expertise. Swati Pada 2, Libra 10 degree to 13 D20, Navamsha sign, Capricorn, Arthapada elemental shift, air to earth, motivation. Artha, to build and stabilize but trapped in cycles. Inner outer karma blueprint, externally diplomatic and graceful, Libra Rashi, inwardly repetitive, emotionally rigid, duty averse, Capricorn Navamsha. This is the pada of habit entrapment. Natives may fall into emotional loops or repeat patterns in love, career, or addiction. Capricorn's inertia can dull Libra's agility, leading to procrastination, family neglect, or long-term stagnation. There's often resistance to change, especially in home or community life. Karmic theme, inaction disguised as stability, avoidance of nurturing duties. Growth path, break emotional patterns. Practice responsibility in family and service. Swadipada 3, Libra 13, degree 20, and 16, Aquarius, comma, elemental shift, air to air, motivation, comma, to enjoy, explore, and seek pleasure through innovation. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly likable, trend aware, independent, Libra Rashi, inwardly detached, futuristic, and pleasure focused, Aquarius Navamsha. These natives are driven by comfort, luxury, or intellectual curiosity, but often lack discipline. They avoid hard work and may resist structure unless deeply inspired. Karma tests them through crises of others. They are asked to serve those without resources, Aquarius, but tend to remain in self-centric bubbles. Karmic theme, comfort without contribution, spiritual aloofness. Growth path, use abundance to support the vulnerable. Serve as a social stabilizer, not just a seeker. Swadipada 4, Libra 64 degree to 20D, Pisces, Mokshapada elemental shift, air to water. Motivation, moksha, to dissolve pain through faith, but risk delusion. Inner outer karma blueprint, outwardly artistic, poetic, idealistic, Libra Rashi, inwardly escapist, overly trusting, avoidant, Pisces Navamsha. This pada avoids problems by leaning on hope or belief, waiting for miracles instead of doing the work. Finances may slip, debts may pile up, and relationships may suffer due to unrealistic expectations. They may rely too much on gurus, belief systems, or spiritual escapism while ignoring practical needs. Karmic theme, faith without foundation, passivity as self-harm. Growth path, bridge faith with effort. Miracles follow mindful action, not avoidance. Swatipada summary, four winds of karma and course correction. Pada 1 Sagittarius, seeks direction, purpose, admiration, trap, arrogance, misuse of knowledge. Growth, be wise, not just informed, act ethically. Pada 2, emotional and social security. Trap, repetition, avoidance of duty. Take responsibility, especially for family and legacy. Pada 3, Aquarius, seeks innovation, intellectual comfort. Trap, detachment from suffering, work aversion, growth, contribute meaningfully, help those in real need. Pada 4, Pisces, relief through faith or fantasy. Trap, magical thinking, financial ruin, relational neglect. Growth, act with grounded faith, merge devotion with effort. Closing thought, in Swati, freedom is earned through responsibility. Swati whispers of movement, change, and choice. But unless its winds are directed with purpose, they scatter rather than elevate. The karmic invitation here is simple. Can you move with meaning? Can you trust and still act? Can your independence become an instrument of service? Next in the series, Vishakha, the forked path of desire and dedication, where commitment must conquer temptation. Swati Nakshatrapada, with examples of planets. Exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Swadipada 1, Sagittarius Navamsha, Libra 6 degree 40 to 10D, outer self, Rashi diplomatic, socially aware, peace-seeking. Inner self, Navamsha, proud, dogmatic, philosophical, but restless, Sagittarius. Motivation, Dharma, to act from conviction, but susceptible to egoic knowledge. Jupiter in Pada 1, outwardly generous and wise, inwardly self-righteous or inflexible, may offer spiritual or financial guidance, but with a tone of superiority. Result, can be a teacher or guide, but must avoid using wisdom to judge or control. Karma refines through humility and ethical truth. Venus in Pada 1, socially admired, romantic, and cultured, inwardly chases validation through ideas or moral superiority. Result, succeeds in law, education, or the arts. Karmic risk comes when values are preached, but not practiced. Mars in Pada 1, assertive in ideology or partnerships, may become dominant in relationships or exploit rules for personal gain. Result could rise as a bold influencer or reformer, but karma unfolds if passion overrides compassion. Swatipada 2, Capricorn Navamsha, Libra 10 degrees or 13 degree 20. Outer self, graceful, charming, relationship-focused, Libra. Inner self, reserved, disciplined, emotionally blocked, Capricorn. Motivation, artha to build structures and wealth, but at emotional cost. Examples, Saturn in Pada 2, dutiful and composed outside, but emotionally restrained inside, may delay or avoid family responsibilities due to overfocus on career. Result, can become a strong community figure. Karma arises from emotional detachment or neglect at home. Moon in Pada 2, sensitive and emotionally bound to routines or old emotional patterns, tends to repeat mistakes in love or finance. Result, must learn to release emotional habits and act when duty calls. Karma resolves through conscious change and maturity. Mercury in Pada 2, practical thinker, excellent at structured dialogue or policy work, inwardly skeptical or hesitant. Result, excels in law, strategy, or logistics, but karma unfolds if logic blocks emotional expression or care. Swadhipada 3, Aquarius Navamsha, Libra 13-16-40. Outer self, aesthetic, interactive, intelligent, Libra. Inner self, innovative, detached, humanitarian, Aquarius. Motivation, comma, to connect through intellect, trends, and future-minded ideals. Examples, Rahu in Pada 3, highly ambitious, trend-driven, and image-conscious. May use innovation to manipulate or bypass effort. Result, can gain status quickly, but may suffer karmic collapse if values are compromised for short-term gains. Sun in Pada 3, naturally likable and authoritative in social circles, but may neglect inner emotional needs or those of dependence. Result, can rise in public life or commerce. Karma is tested through the balance of power and service. Venus in Pada 3, strong attraction to wealth, beauty, and novelty. May avoid hardship or discomfort even when others are suffering. Result, can flourish in arts, media, or luxury brands, but must give back to society, not just consume its attention. Swadhipada 4, Pisces Navamsha, Libra 16-40-20, outer self, elegant, fair, emotionally appealing, Libra. Inner self, imaginative, escapist, confused. Motivation, moksha, to surrender suffering through belief or devotion. Examples, Ketu in Pada 4, detached from worldly ambition, yet prone to spiritual illusions or emotional inertia. Result, can become a mystic or recluse. Karma manifests through neglect of material or relational responsibilities. Moon in Pada 4, romantic, sensitive, and dreamy. May avoid conflict or effort by idealizing outcomes. Result, beautiful soul, but must anchor dreams with disciplined effort to avoid debt or dependency. Mercury in Pada 4, creative and intuitive thinker, but lacks consistency or practical grounding. Result, can thrive in poetry, music, or spiritual communication. Karma teaches discipline, especially around money and time. Swadhipada summary, the four winds of the independent karma. Sagittarius, seeks ethical direction and esteem. Trap pride and opinions, multiple entanglements. Growth, ground truth and humility and purity of intent. Pada 2, Capricorn, seeks emotional order through structure. Trap, neglecting family, emotional fatigue. Growth, take responsibility with heart, not just with duty. Pada 3, Aquarius, seeks progress through intellect and comfort. Trap, self-centeredness, lack of social accountability. Growth, share privilege and serve those in need. Pada 4, Pisces, seeks peace through surrender or devotion. Trap, magical thinking, avoidance of real-world action. Growth, balance faith with follow-through and practical accountability. Conclusion. In Swati, the winds must learn to flow, not flee. Swati's gift is movement of thought, wealth, and experience. But uncontrolled motion becomes dissipation. The planets here test whether your independence leads to wisdom or just escape. Let your freedom build others. Let your breath carry purpose. Let the wind of Swati carry seeds of karma, not storms of avoidance.